Here's what's coming up on today's show.
It's like batteries, right? You don't want to make a battery that lasts forever, because then they would never sell you another battery.
Exactly.
Same kind of thing.
Hello, this is Mark Silverman, managing member and founder of Silverman & Associates, and I'm also a certified financial planner professional. I want to welcome you to the Saving with Silverman podcast. I'm glad you're here. Each week, we'll discuss different financial planning topics because making smarter choices about your money impacts the quality of your life.
Hey, Mark Silverman, fun fact of the week. 2024 is the biggest election year in history. And by that, I mean more than half of the world's population will vote in national elections. I hadn't really stopped to think about that, but that's amazing to think about everybody voting at essentially the same time.
Yeah, I wonder how often, you know, obviously we're for president, we do every 4 years. I'm wondering if other countries do it every four or two or 10 or how that, or just once until that person dies, however that works.
I think it kind of varies from country to country.
So I just wonder how they figured out how they all happen to fall this year. So it should be an interesting year, to say the least.
Yeah, no question about that. And of course, we're all going to be consumed by it the entire year leading up to it, since our election day is not until November. So, you know, I'm sick of it already. I don't know about you.
But exactly.
It is really important for all of us to vote.
I try to get the stuff online so I don't have to see commercials. Other than sports, that's really the only TV I watch that has commercials. So,
yeah, exactly. And and pretty much, you know, you know exactly what they're going to say. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what side you're on.
Right.
And let's talk about the guessing game. You should not be guessing about who to vote for. That's for sure. But most people, when trying to plan their retirement, have to guess about the answers to some very important questions. And I thought today we could talk about some of those questions and why everybody needs to have a better answer than just a guess. First of all, it is amazing, I'm sure, as many people as you talk to, a lot of them don't have any idea how much monthly income they're going to need, but that's one very important thing to figure out before you retire.
It is, and that's part of the, you know, how can you retire without knowing if you have enough, if you're going to have enough income to last your life? And you know, also the other part of it is an increasing income, especially with inflation, and which is here, you know, it's worse than it's been, but inflation's always there, even when things are better.
Basically, a lot of people just really underestimate how much money they're going to need.
They do. They do. And, you know, the general rule is you need about, you know, 70 to 80% of your working income in retirement. We find it's closer to 100%. Because what you have now is time. And so especially when you first retire, you're going to want to travel and do the things that you're able to do. And those cost money. So, you know, assigning targets to those and costs and running a plan and making sure that you're going to have enough income to last your whole life. And, you know, life expectancy is a big thing. People are living longer, not necessarily healthier, but they're living longer, which, you know, there's healthcare costs and things like that going forward, too, which you have to pay for. So, you know, understanding that and making sure that you don't run out of money, which is, you know, probably the biggest problem people have or biggest concern people have is making sure they don't run out of money. So before you retire, it makes a lot of sense to have a comprehensive financial plan with somebody that's a professional like ourselves, that's a CFP, that can run the numbers and show you exactly where you stand. And then you can make an educated decision whether you want to retire and live on less, if you don't, if the numbers aren't matching up, or if you want to continue working to make sure you have the income that you want to do all the things you want to do in retirement.
I'm struck by one thing you said a while ago, that people are living longer these days, and we all know that. Longevity is something we talk about a lot on this show, but not necessarily healthier because of all these medical advancements we have. You know, people are kept alive longer, but not necessarily healthier.
You know, dementia, Alzheimer's, are the numbers are a lot higher than they were even a few decades ago.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a problem.
Part of our guessing game conversation here is you don't want to estimate or guess how much money you're going to need for major purchases. Like, you know, what about if you need to buy a new car or put on a new roof?
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's emergency funds for that. But, you know, what people don't understand is we'll determine, you know, usually the rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months worth of expenses should be liquid. So if you're spending, let's say, $5,000 a month, you need $15,000 to $30,000 liquid. If your air conditioning breaks, and let's say that costs $10,000, then that $30,000 that you had in there is now down to $20,000. You need to pull another $10,000 from your investments or from somewhere to make it $30,000. So that balance has to stay the same. and it's the money's there, it gets used, you have to replenish it. And a lot of people don't understand that, and that's how that works. Yeah. But there's always something that comes up, you know, whether it's an air conditioning unit, which is a big thing here in the summers, your roof leaks, with, you know, monsoons, that sort of thing. Maybe you have a daughter getting married, maybe you need a new car. And as I tell people, even if you just got a new car in your, you know, in your early 60s, that car is not going to last you the rest of your life. Cars don't last like they used to anymore. So you're going to have to replace that car at some point as well.
Yeah, I think they manufacture them to become obsolete after a while.
It's like batteries, right? You don't want to make a battery that lasts forever, because then they would never sell you another battery.
Exactly.
Same kind of thing.
Well, it's the way of the world, I guess. But how much impact will inflation have? I mean, so many people retire and don't really take inflation into consideration at all.
You know, historically, we've always used a 3% inflation rate, which I think is reasonable. I think it's, you know, 2 to 3% is what we've been, you know, prior to this inflationary period that we just came through. And inflation has come down a little bit, but it's still there. But I don't think people realize you need an increasing income. So if you're, let's say, retiring maybe at 65 and you need $5,000 a month, you actually at 85, which is only 20 years later, you need to have $10,000. So the income doubles just to have the same spending power. Wow. And that doesn't include medical inflation, which is actually a lot higher. So if we're talking about medical costs, whether it be, you know, doctor visits, hospitals, things that maybe not be covered under Medicare, or, you know, you have to go into a nursing home, something along those lines, those are increasing even faster. So you just got to make sure that you're not going to be a burden to your kids or grandkids, that you have enough money to do everything that you want to do without having to go back to work where you may not be able to physically. So,
yeah, you read my mind, because the next thing I wanted to ask you about is health care. And we really don't, healthcare is just ridiculous as it is. I mean, the cost of healthcare, but we don't know how much higher it's going to go in the future.
It's a mess. You know, I'm going to be 53 here, and I'm obviously self-employed. My health insurance goes up each and every year. In fact, it went up again this year where it was supposed to go down.
Yeah.
And so it just keeps getting higher and higher. And the more I pay, the less I get. And I'm not even joking about that. What I paid a few years ago for a plan, which was a lot less, I got a lot more than what I get now. So I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, medical is a big thing. You know, I have clients come to me that have done a very good job of saving and investing. They're retiring pre-65, which is Medicare age. Mm-hmm. And if neither one of them want to work, and they may have no debts, houses paid off, cars are paid off, et cetera, they're going to be looking at a large payment, which is almost like a mortgage payment for health insurance up until age 65. So it's that's one of the bigger challenges that we find when people want to retire early, which people are retiring earlier now, which is a great thing. But figuring out the healthcare question is a challenge.
And you've also got to consider the fact that most of us at some point in our lives are going to need some form of long-term care. And that's something that can really bankrupt.
Yeah, the numbers are, depending on who you listen to, one out of every two or one out of every three are going to spend some amount of time in a nursing home. You know, I think I've mentioned before, my mom passed, but she was in a nursing home for almost 3 years with Alzheimer's. So those numbers are real, and it happens.
Yeah. And when someone they take advantage of your abilities to put together a retirement plan for them, a written plan, and, you know, that's one of the things that you always take into consideration. And, you know, if you're just listening to some of these people out here making these outlandish promises when it comes to annuities and all that kind of thing, that's not the kind of service they offer. But Mark Silverman takes everything into account.
Yeah, we're advice first. So I'm a certified financial planner professional, and there's others in here in town, but I believe I'm the only one that's here on the radio that is a CFP. Everybody else is either selling financial products or annuities, insurance products, et cetera. And I can tell you, there's no magic bullet out there. There's no special annuity that somebody's going to sell you, or insurance product, these LERPs that one person's pushing on the radio as well, that's going to solve your investment problems. In fact, they'll create more problems, is what I've seen with those people coming to us after they've already purchased them. So be careful. Do your homework. Again, if you want advice, this is what we do. If you're looking to just be sold a product, that's not what we do. You know, call everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, well, talk to the rest, but then come to the best.
Exactly. Exactly.
You've been listening to the Saving with Silverman podcast. If you have any questions at all about your financial situation, please give Mark Silverman a call. Again, his number is 520-333-7601.
or go online to savingwithsilverman.com. For Mark Silverman, I'm Ron Stutz. We'll see you next time on the Saving with Silverman podcast.
The Saving with Silverman podcast is brought to you by Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, based in Tucson, Arizona. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to shows. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Saving with Silverman to find us, or visit savingwithsilverman.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Mark, and to learn more about how to make smarter decisions with your money.
Did you know that Mark Silverman also has a radio show? Tune in to Saving with Silverman Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. on AM 790 KNST.
All matters discussed on this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, makes no representation as to its accuracy or completeness. This show shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Arizona or where otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services offered through Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through Silverman & Associates, an affiliated company.